There is a big question. What will brick and mortar retail look like in a digital era? Joining us now is someone who has given a lot of thought to that, Arsen Avakian, co-founder and chief executive officer of Cooler Screens, normally based in Chicago, but he joins us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studios. Arsen, thank you so much for being here. Why don't you just start with saying, what is Cooler Screens? What is the technology underpinning your company?
Sure. Great being here. Thanks for having me. Cooler Screens is reimagining the digital or the brick and mortar shopping experience for the consumers by digitizing the surface of the coolers and freezers into the IoT devices, which allow us to present the products in the perfect, flawless merchandising to the consumers and create new marketing opportunities for CPG companies that want to market their products to consumers.
Okay, so when I go to a screen at a 7-Eleven or something to go get my soda or something like that, there's going to be product information electronically presented on that screen. What kind of stuff? What kind of content is going to be on that
right.
screen?
Right. So when I walk think up to about. So if you were to go on a website of Amazon.com or Walmart.com, you see the perfect presentation of the products, and you make up your mind as to what you like to see. So unfortunately, when we walk into a traditional brick and mortar store, none of the digital technologies or the digital conveniences of the information that were available to consumers over the last 10 years, they're not really available in a brick and mortar. And that's what we're trying to change. We're trying to create a new re-engaged shopping experience by bringing the best of the digital technologies into the brick and mortar environment, right?
Right. So this company was co-founded by Greg Wasson, right? He is the former president and CEO of Walgreens Boots Alliance. So you have some heft behind you. What I'm trying to figure out is how tailored will this advertising experience be? We do know that there is an artificial intelligence component of this where it can actually understand who it is that is looking at the freezer or cooler. How does that work?
Yeah, so what we call Cooler Screens, it's a digital merchandising platform, right? So it's very important to differentiate. For us, the advertising is only the monetization business model behind this. But what we really are, we're about a digital merchandising. Merchandising is an art of retail to present the products in the most best possible way to consumers so they can change their mind and buy certain products over other products. And we're doing that by bringing the digital technology, such as the IoT screens, to present the products in the best possible way, to bring the content that today perhaps you have to open the door, find that product that may or may not match the labels and the tags that are riddled inside. Then you turn the bottles or the ice cream tub and see the content like nutrition.
How does the interaction take place, the artificial intelligence aspect?
So there is a machine learning that's built into the technology, which allows to understand in real time all of the signals that are happening. So if you are a consumer that walked into the, let's say, 7-Eleven at the gas station between 4 and 6 p.m., right? So most likely you may be looking for an item from the frozen aisle, like frozen pizza for the dinner, or you may be looking for a six-pack of beer, right? It could be 90 degrees outside. And the doors obviously know the technology knows that it's hot outside. So at that point, the ice cream advertising or an appetizing Diet Coke advertising could be relevant contextually for that point in time. So the technology is about not like when you think about traditional digital marketing platforms like Facebook, Google, they're all trying to crawl in the past of the consumer from the cookies, websites, and trying to understand based on just because you were doing these things in your past history, then they derive as to what would be relevant to you. Our technology is the exact opposite. We really don't care about who the consumer is. We don't care about what their past is about. We care about what's happening real time at that moment. And at that real time moment, what's important is there could be an Oscar event happening this weekend, Sunday NFL game.
I see.
And so on,
this,
right?
this makes sense to me. So in other words, Paul, it's a way of basically saying all of those workers who spend their time decorating little Santa Claus figurines around Christmas don't have to do that. The screens will just take care of themselves.
Exactly.
That's right.
Hey, and we have some snowflakes and some little angels flying for the Valentine's right now.
So Arsen, you told me earlier that you're kind of in the testing stage, the early rollout stage. So talking about the business model here, I'm guessing you have to sign up retailers, you have to sign up advertisers? How's that all work?
Screens is obviously a new company, and we have the aspiration to become one of the largest digital marketing platforms for the brands. And we want to challenge the notion that perhaps the traditional companies like Amazon, Facebook, and Google, like I said, they focused on the past of the consumer. We want to challenge that by focusing on impulse behaviors in a brick and mortar environment, with the technology that gives merchandising and advertising based on these real-time signals.
And people do still shop on impulse.
Well, I mean, two things. I don't know if you guys seen the Bain study. Just I think CNBC mentioned that even the online delivery in the grocery business is not picking up. Americans, only 3% of Americans are shopping online for the grocery. So, in other words, Americans love to go to brick and mortar. They want to smell their produce. They want to, when they're thirsty, they want to go in and pick up that bottle of water. It's hot. It could be 90 degrees outside. You just want to pick up that ice cream. When was the last time you swiped on Instacart or on Amazon and bought your ice cream? So the bottom line is traffic is there. It's actually growing at the perimeter of the store where the consumable, perishable products are. Except today that experience is completely disconnected from what the consumers were trained by the digital, like Amazon. And it's on your phone. It's on your laptop for many, many years now.
Interesting. Arsen Avakian, co-founder and CEO of Color Screens, based in Chicago, but joining us in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker studio. Bringing some technology into the retail environment, in case technology isn't in all other parts of our life, it is now coming into retail even more.